Testing 1 2 1 2. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh dan selamat datang ke Ta'aruf Talk Live Podcast. Sebenarnya tak siapa buat macam echo punya effect podcast bersama saya Aiman Azlan. So we did an experiment semalam, yesterday, and it was a success. Kita dapat dua caller live and masya Allah the discussion was, I mean, tak sangka lah, the first caller was about cancer and second caller was about, you know, menganggur 7 bulan. And both decided to remain anonymous. So I think it's a good way for people untuk nak call in and, you know, share their story about their ta'aruf journey ke, about their own struggle nak get married ke. And insyaAllah, we just listen, you know. These are real people, real stories. And if you want to call in, boleh terus ke aimanazlan.com dan klik butang live on air. Butang kalau merah tu, live on air. Klik butang tu and you will be entered into the space. And insyaAllah, kita boleh masukkan you ke dalam live call pada hari ini. But before that, alang-alang kita menunggu orang nak decide nak masuk ke tak masuk ke. Okay. And I want to take this opportunity lah sedikit, sekejap untuk nak talk about one particular issue. Okay, one particular issue. And that issue is about talking about intimacy during ta'aruf. Okay, this is a hot topic and I'm sure mereka yang mendengar ini adalah sama-sama orang dewasa belaka. Jaranglah orang yang umur 5 hingga 13, 14, 16 tahun yang dengar benda-benda macam ni. But one of the issue yang saya jumpa adalah bila mana you nak ta'aruf, masuknya conversation about benda-benda yang intimate, intim. Benda-benda seksual, benda-benda pasal, you know, hal-hal bilik tidur lah kita kata. And a lot of people confused tau. Confused. And it's quite interesting juga. People are confused about this because I believe the line is quite clear, but I think the confusion datang, you know, sebab apa tau? Sebab benda ni dia boleh ditopengkan. Dia boleh mask around the idea that, oh, kita bakal kahwin kan? You know, kita nak ta'aruf kan for marriage. So, okay lah nak cakap pasal benda-benda ni. So, people are confused. Eh, betul ke? Boleh ke? Betul ke? I actually have cases where benda ni sudah pun terlajak sangat sampai ke, na'uzubillah, sorry cakap eh, sampai dah berzina dah pun. Because, you know, justification upon justification happen, bit by bit by bit, perlahan-lahan, you know, syaitan has his ways, sampai ke tahap yang you pun dah tak nampak dah mana line dia, and everything becomes fair game. No eh, no. Please, 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 please be very careful. Janganlah sampai kita bersembunyi di belakang label ta'aruf, sampai kita rasa macam, oh, kita boleh bincang pasal benda ni because kita bakal kahwin. No. Masih lagi ada batasan. We have to understand, kita belum halal lagi. Therefore, benda-benda yang berkaitan dengan contohnya aurat dan juga hubungan intim is a major no-no. Walaupun dia bagi sweet talk macam mana sekalipun, is a major no-no. Nak bersentuhan pun pada waktu ta'aruf, even you dah bertunang, pun a major no-no. You understand? Pun a major no-no. So hopefully, ladies, guys, especially ladies lah, usually ladies yang jadi benda ni. Kalau ada bakal calon you yang mula cakap pasal, okay, dalam bilik tidur nanti kita macam ni, macam ni, macam ni, that's a major red flag. And I would advise you to either do one of two things. Number one, dakwah kat dia sikit. Bagi tahu this is wrong. Okay, you wouldn't do this to your, you know, sister in Islam. Okay, so jangan buat benda macam ni. Hopefully dia boleh change. And number two, kalau dia keras kepala juga, masih lagi tak nak berubah, then probably just kata, Assalamualaikum, I'm gonna find another candidate lah. Okay, that's a little thing. A little thing. I just want to start off like that. Tapi tak semestinya kita kena cakap pasal ni ya, today. Any question will do. And we have our first caller today. Tak perlu on video, okay? Tak perlu on video. I just want your audio sahaja, okay? So we have here today, insyaAllah, our first caller, Ida. Assalamualaikum. Hello, Ida. Alamak. Is it me? Testing. Hello. Testing. Ida, kenapa I tak dengar you? Is it my problem? Ida, are you talking to me right now? Jap. Cuk. Jap. Yeah. No worries, no worries. Yeah, let me restart balik my earphone. Ah, macam inilah kita nak buat kerja seorang-seorang eh. Hello. Assalamualaikum. We can't hear Ida. Okay, so it's not me. Ida. Hello, Ida. No, nobody can hear you, Ida. Are you talking? Allah, kesian ke Ida. Okay, Ida. You can try again. Check your microphone ke apa ke. But until then, I'm going to keep you in line. Kalau you punya microphone dah okay ke apa ke, just DM me on private chat and let me know you're ready, okay? For now, kita go to the next one. Caller, Sarah. Assalamualaikum. Can you unmute yourself, please? Hello, Sarah. You punya microphone muted tu. Can you unmute? Alamak. Hello, Sarah, are you there? Hello, Sarah. Are you there? Ah, Sarah pun tak dengar. Okay, tak apa. Alright, tak apa. Okay, dua caller sedang mencuba. Dua-dua tak dapat nak masuk. It's okay. You can try again. Try again. Tak ada masalah. Okay? Tiada masalah. Jangan risau. Alright, so while we're waiting for callers tu datang, you kalau nak masuk live on air, you boleh pergi dekat aimanazlan.com and klik butang merah live on air. Alright, if you're wondering mana butang merah tu bang, nanti saya tunjuk. Butang merah tu pergi dekat aimanazlan.com, aimanazlan.com, and bila you masuk aimanazlan.com itu, you akan nampak butang merah di sini ha. Boom. Nampak tak butang merah tu? That's butang merah tu. Tekan butang merah tu, you akan masuk dalam studio saya dan saya boleh masukkan you as a live caller. Okay? So, saya tak adalah nombor telefon ke you boleh call ke apa ke, because saya tak nak nombor telefon saya keluar kat luar sana and saya pula malas lah nak dapat nombor yang baru. So, saya guna cara ni, gunakan internet sahaja tanpa perlukan any kind of phone number yang baru. Okay? So, go to aimanazlan.com, klik live on air dan you akan boleh masuk sebagai live caller. Tak perlu download apa-apa app sekalipun. Just use your browser, have internet connection, make sure microphone okay. Itu sahaja you perlukan. Boleh guna phone, boleh guna iPad, boleh guna komputer. Yesterday kita ada dua orang caller. Alhamdulillah, we had about 45 minutes conversation daripada dua caller itu. And it was a great conversation. You boleh check up balik dalam episode yang yesterday punya. Alright? And for today, we'll open the line yang live ini kepada siapa-siapa saja yang nak go on air, tanya soalan, share your experience about ta'aruf. It is ta'aruf talk anyway. So we want to listen to your story and learn from your story and insyaAllah we can benefit from each other. Okay? So sambil-sambil menunggu tu, I have a question yang datang daripada one of my premium subscriber on YouTube. So premium subscriber ni basically orang yang terklik butang join kat bawah tu. If you are on YouTube right now, you nampak tak kat bahagian bawah tu ada butang join. So if you click butang join tu, you boleh masuk as a premium subscriber. So one of the question ditanyakan dalam community premium subscriber saya adalah tentang work-life balance. Okay, work-life balance. And the question datang daripada siapa nama dia? Let me try to find dia punya nama dia. Nama dia Muhammad Adib Irfan tanya, macam mana Brother Aiman melihat work-life balance? Okay, ini daripada YouTube eh. Soalan daripada YouTube community where orang yang join saya punya community tu boleh tanya soalan. And work-life balance, dia ada banyak fasa dia. Okay, dalam fahaman saya lah. Dalam fahaman saya ada banyak fasa dia. Mula-mula fasa yang awal, fasa you know, sekolah rendah, sekolah menengah tu kan. Awal-awal university tu, I thought work-life balance mean 50-50. You know, very simplistic idea of balance lah kan. Everything is 50-50. Kalau katakanlah you spend 8 jam dekat sekolah study, maknanya you patut spend 8 jam dengan family jugalah, barulah balance. Right? But then as you grow older, as you know, as normally what happens to many of us. As you grow older, inshallah, hopefully you grow wiser. And you start to realize that it's not a mathematical equation yang kena sama left and right. Bukan yang nak kata, okay, kalau katakanlah you dah berkahwin, ada anak, bukan bermaksud, okay, kalau you kerja 8 jam, you kena spend 8 jam juga dengan anak. It's not about quantity actually yang balance tu. It's about quality. So quantity tu, it could be nampak tak balance. Like you kerja, saya suntuk 10 jam, let's say for example, 8 jam biasa you kerja, and then you balik rumah, you spend 2 jam je dengan anak. Nampak macam tak balance, but actually it is balance. Because you look at the quality. And quality tu apa? Dalam perbincangan pasal work-life balance, you are looking at what's the thing you want to achieve at the end. Alright? Apa you nak achieve adalah, you nak make sure setiap satu benda itu diberikan haknya. Let me repeat. Setiap satu benda itu, setiap satu orang, individu, situasi diberikan hak dia. So kerja kita ada hak dia. Okay, kalau kita jadi pekerja, kita ada majikan, ada hak majikan kita kena penuhi. Ada hak pekerjaan yang kita kena penuhi. So kita kena buat kerja itu betul-betul. Right? So penuhilah hak kerja itu. Kalau you seorang student, ada hak you punya dalam you punya pembelajaran yang you kena penuhi. So penuhilah hak itu betul-betul. And then bila balik rumah pula, family kita ada hak juga. Anak kita ada hak juga. Wife kita ada hak juga. Husband kita ada hak juga. So penuhilah hak mereka itu. Dan nak memenuhi hak mereka itu, tak semestinya kena ikut berapa jam nak spend. Dia bukan mathematical issue. Dia bergantung kepada can you fulfill their need at the time. Okay, for example, seorang bapa kerja pagi sampai ke petang, maybe malam, right? Nak tengok muka anak, maybe sempat dalam setengah jam sahaja. Okay, nampak tak balance kan? Not really. Kalau setengah jam yang dia ada dengan anak tu, diluangkan dengan begitu quality, high quality, sampaikan anak tu rasa fulfilled dengan kehadiran bapanya. You know, dia main dengan anak dia, dia baca buku kepada anak dia, dia tengok muka anak dia, phone dia letak jauh-jauh, you know, all the work stuff dah keluar. Right, waktu tu, half an hour is just for you, my son. So that could be work-life balance for you. Right? So that's the first thing yang saya faham. Work-life balance ni dia bukan 50-50. Dia bukannya macam mathematical equation balance on both sides in terms of numbers. Yang kedua yang saya belajar adalah work-life balance is different for different people. Okay, this is the second point lah. Work-life balance is different for different people. So, just because you nampak work-life balance bagi, let's say, saya macam ni, okay, tak semestinya bagi you kena macam tu juga. Eh, sama juga kalau you tengok orang luar kan, work-life balance dia macam whatever, you know, dia boleh spend kat rumah dia and dia boleh kerja dia daripada rumah, dia boleh spend dengan anak dia, dia boleh jaga anak dia, tukar lampin anak dia and so on. You rasa macam, wah, see, work-life balance. But for that person, yes. But for you, maybe not. Again, work-life balance dia apa dia? You kena make sure every single area of your life itu hak dia boleh dipenuhi. Your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your anak, your pekerjaan, right? And in that sense, dia akan nampak berbeza ikut orang kerana our configuration of life configuration berbeza-beza. Okay, nobody has similar lives or exactly the same life. Kita akan ada kehidupan berbeza-beza. So that's the second point yang saya belajar. Dia akan nampak berbeza ikut orang. So kita tak boleh nak buat perbandingan lah. So here, it's not productive untuk kita nak kata, oh, that life is better, I wish I have that life or semua. No. That life is for that person punya family, that person punya life. Okay, but for you, it may be different. It may be different, it may looks different. Okay, so berbalik kepada, how would you fulfill the rights of the people, the individuals and the situation around you too? Okay, so thank you kepada Adib Irfan kerana menanyakan soalan tersebut. Okay, so sekarang kita ada Firdaus di talian. Assalamualaikum Firdaus. Oh, aloh, Firdaus pun terkeluar. Kenapa hari ni semua orang macam masuk keluar ni? Dah 3 caller dah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Hopefully bukan saya punya bahagian lah. Internet saya dah okay. Hopefully it's not me. But you can try again, okay? Again, kalau nak masuk, cara dia adalah you pergi kepada aimanazlan.com dan klik butang merah live on air. Very simple. Very simple. Saya buat very simple. Tak ada, tak payah nak dial apa-apa number, tak payah. Okay. Just go straight to aimazlan.com and click butang live on air for you to have a conversation with me. Nak tanya soalan ke apa ke, boleh, tentang your ta'aruf struggle, tentang your life story, whatever. Kita boleh ada some moment lah on air untuk kita ada lesson bersama-sama, insyaAllah. Okay. So, tak apa, sambil-sambil tunggu, saya ada cerita saya nak bagi tahu. Jangan risau. Okay, bukannya macam kita tunggu dengan keadaan yang krik-krik-krik sahaja. So, saya nak sambung apa yang saya kata tadi tu. Alright, sebelum kita ada tiga caller yang tak... Ah, Ida dah kembali. Okay. Saya stop kejap. Assalamualaikum, Ida.
Hello, Assalamualaikum. Dapat dengar tak?
First caller kita berjaya. Assalamualaikum, Ida. Apa khabar?
Okay, Assalamualaikum. Alhamdulillah sihat. Saya Ida daripada Selangor.
Ida daripada Selangor. Masya Allah, Masya Allah. Ida daripada Selangor. Buat apa sekarang? Belajar ke, kerja ke, apa cer?
Saya chartered accountant. Ada firm sendiri.
Apa? You ada firm sendiri?
Ya, yeah, betul. Baru
like your own, like you, you are one of the partner. You are one of the partner.
Tapi saya tak ada partner. Maksudnya memang saya running sendirilah, cuma ada associate dengan audit firm lain. Sebab saya hanya buat
account
dengan tax.
Congratulations. How old are you, if I may ask that question lah? How old are you?
24. Kita sama umur.
Seriously? Masya Allah. Okay, lahir tahun 1990 ya ni?
Ya, yeah, betul.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Ida, thank you sebab cuba sekali lagi. Tadi ada technical difficulty, I assume. So, ada apa soalan you nak tanya Ida hari ni?
Okay, macam ni. Sebenarnya, saya ni bukanlah kategori yang ada relationship yang serius sangat tau. Okay, memang okay. Single lah sekarang ni. Okay, cuma... cuma saya try banyak kali jugalah untuk cari cari jodohnya. Cuma belum berpeluang lagi. Belum sampai. Dan dari segi communication tu maksudnya saya okay je. Sebab kebanyakan orang yang saya pernah apa nama ta'aruf tu end up tu jadi macam klien saya ke ataupun.
Lah, ya ke? That's a good marketing strategy.
Saya tak pasti sama ada diorang lebih berminat untuk dengar pasal bisnes ataupun cara explanation macam tu, ataupun mungkin dari segi macam saya busy sangat ke, saya tak pasti. Tapi seorang kawan ni lah.
Kat mana you usually cari calon, if I may ask? How method apa you guna?
Apa nama, pernah dekat Baitul Muslim, Atil Jannah apa semua tu. Tapi sekarang online. Dah macam online lah. Sekarang saya dah tak ada nak cari sangat, sebab saya rasa saya nak relax sekejap and then fokus dengan saya punya audit firm kejap, accounting firm kejap, sebab baru running kan. Jadi saya rasa saya fokus sekejap lah dekat bisnes je. Okay, sekarang ni
okay.
Okay, saya ada satu, yes. Yeah, sorry, you ada nak bagi soalan ke?
Oh no. I'm trying to keep you on track. So macam ada soalan di situ.
Okay, macam ni, saya memang ada satu kawan rapat lah. Memang saya kenal daripada sekolah rendah. Lepas tu sampai kita macam contact lagi lah. Okay, dia Cina tapi dah convert Islam lama dah, lepas SPM dia convert macam tu. Dan kira macam waktu first dia convert tu memang parents dia agak menentang lah. Cuma bila dalam ni, sebab hampir dah 14 tahun macam tu dia convert semua. So sekarang ni family dah okay, dah we terima lah macam tu kan. Saya pun memang rapat sebab kita satu kampung kan. Jadi parents dia pun saya rapat. Sekarang ni adalah saya tak tahu division sama dia macam ni, parents dia yang berkenan, maksudnya dia yang macam try cakap kalau sebab macam ni, mak dia dulu adik dia pun convert Islam juga, tapi pasangan dia macam dia kata kalau dia convert Islam, pasangan dia tu dah tak datang lagi dah dekat family dia, dah tak boleh makan-makan, semua macam tu lah. Dan ada macam ada, dia ada macam pandangan macam tu lah.
Misconception, ya.
Misconception tentang tu. Lepas tu bila, mungkin dia dah lama, so dia tengok pun, mungkin dia tengok saya pun daripada kecil dan saya pun tak ada masalah untuk datang rumah dia sebab kami kawan daripada sekolah rendah, so memang tak ada masalah untuk saya pun datang berani ke apa masalah dengan dia tu, tak ada. Saya terima je macam tu kan. Sebab dia kawan baik saya. So mak dia cakap lah dia tak kisah kalau nak kahwin dengan orang Melayu as long as tak tinggalkan family dia. Tapi masalahnya sekarang adalah dekat saya punya side, mak saya macam tak kisah sangat asalkan sebab saya, kita orang ni tinggal dekat satu daerah yang sama lah ni. Rumah pun dekat, saya punya adik
nama kampung. Pun. Yep.
Nah, apa nama tu, lelaki ni pun dia ada TCM sendiri pun dekat daerah yang sama.
So dia ada apa, sorry?
TCM, Traditional Chinese Medication. Dia macam tabib
Cina. Oh, TCM, Traditional Chinese Medication. Okay. I have no idea dia punya akronim dia TCM. Okay. Go ahead. TCM.
Dekat business jugalah.
Right.
Cita macam mana, kalau macam kita, bila benda ni berlaku sebab dia, mak dia bagi tahu ni sebelum puasa hari tu tau. Lepas tu bila
recently ni? Tak lama sangat.
Tak lama sangat sebab sama ni, sebab dia ingat kita macam kawan je, macam biasa je kan. Cuma bila benda berlaku, kita orang jadi macam tak tahu dah nak cakap apa dah sebab rasanya bukan pilihan saya. Saya
see the issue.
Pun. Ha, macam
dia adalah mak dia berkenan, betul?
Ha, betul, mak dia berkenan. Untuk parents saya tak kisah sangat. Macam tu je.
Parents you tak kisah? Okay, so parents you tak apa. Dia tak kisah. Mak dia berkenan, bapak dia macam mana?
Bapak dia okey je sebab Bapak dia okey je sebab bapaknya start kerja borak-borak
ni. So your situation, parents are all okay. So tak ada masalah kat situ.
Dia antara kita orang nak start.
Antara you sahaja. So soalan dia adalah should you like go for it ataupun like what's the question really?
Betul. Sebab kalau saya rasa kalau saya tak tanya benda ni, nanti mesti dia pun dah macam nak WhatsApp dah macam tu lah kan. Sebab selalunya kita orang banyak WhatsApp pun benda-benda kosong je lah, tiba-tiba je macam tu kan.
Right.
Ataupun kadang-kadang masa bisnes pun ya juga.
So is it safe to say you tak berkenan dekat dia?
Saya nak kata tak berkenan tu biasa-biasa je lah. Nak kata selesa mungkin lah. Tapi tak semua benda saya cerita kat dia macam tu lah.
Doesn't have to be. Saya kata berkenan. Meaning, okay, berkenan ni simple je nak faham. Kalau saya tanya you, okay, nak kahwin dengan dia tak? Apa jawapan dia? Just the idea of it. The idea of nak kahwin dengan this person. You okay with it? You're against it? Apa dia?
Saya rasa saya okey, tapi saya tak pasti saya kenal, saya betul-betul kenal ke dia ke tidak, macam tu.
That's saya okay. Sebab ini belum lagi decision time. Belum lagi. Ini baru nak determine sama ada do you have some form of attraction ataupun tidak dengan dia. Dia, benda ni simple, very simple, Ida. Don't make it too complicated, alright? Kalau saya tanya soalan, you nak kahwin dengan dia ke tak? Immediately dia kata, tak nak lah. Dah. Buku ni tutup.
Okay.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Sebab clearly you tak berkenan dengan dia. And it's okay. It's okay. At least kita ada jawapan yang jelas. But in your situation, alright, because you guys dah friends for a long time, right? You nak cross over kepada romantic tu, it's gonna feel weird.
Betul.
But itu bukannya indication you tak nak. It just feels weird kerana you never think of him that way ataupun never entertain that idea. But now, idea tu dah datang. That's why I ask you, the idea of marrying him tu, are you against it? You tak nak. And the answer you bagi adalah, you tak against it. Right?
Betul.
So if let's say, again, ini baru the idea of it. Kita belum buat decision lagi. But let's say you imagine sahaja, alright? You imagine this person, katakanlah nama dia Ahmad. Okay. If I call him your husband, are you okay with that? Just the idea of it. Okay tak?
Macam tak.
Macam tak. Why? Just because dia weird eh. Rasa pelik. Again, rasa pelik is not really a justification yang mencukupi, by the way.
Okay.
Dia pelik pasal tak biasa. Dia tak biasa pasal you dah ada this kind of relationship for such a long time. Sejak sekolah rendah, right? That's a long time. So nak crossover tu susah. But still, you're not against the idea. I don't get that vibe from you. Because you tak immediately kata, eh tak nak lah, aku tak nak kahwin dengan dia. You didn't say that.
Dia macam ni tau, saya risau kalau saya tolak, kita orang dah tak ada dah communicate lagi dah lepas ni lah, macam tu.
Boom, aku dah agak dah. Saya you rasa. Wanted it to remain the same.
Saya rasa lah. Tapi at the same time, okay. Saya rasa saya tak tahu macam mana nak start kalau nak kira macam nak cross benda ni lah.
I get this question a lot. When you're friends and then you nak cross over. And for a lot of people, dia takut. Right? And I think you are one of them. Because you tak nak benda ini, whatever that you have right now, you rasa macam selesa, you kind of enjoy it, kan? You tak nak whatever that you have, di quote-unquote dirosakkan dengan satu percubaan nak kahwin. Betul?
Betul.
So you want it to remain the same, right?
Betul.
Pasal tu lah you kata you tak nak, you know, nanti lepas ni tak contact dah.
Dan saya risau juga pun macam kita orang kahwin takut sebenarnya berapa sebenarnya tak macam teruja pun dengan relationship tu, masuk parents dia yang macam excited dia yang macam itulah. Itu pun kami
itu tak risau. Ada masalah Ida. I tell you. Itu tak ada masalah because again this is not decision making time. Ini baru je nak entertain the idea, aku okay tak okay, berkenan tak dengan this idea nak you know pursue this with him. Sebab the things you mention after tu, kita akan settle dalam ta'aruf. Jangan risau. That's why you have ta'aruf. Okay? Kita akan tackle isu, okay aku tak cukup kenal dia lagi, aku tak tahu kita compatible ke tidak. We will settle that in ta'aruf later. But now, just the idea of nak berta'aruf dengan dia pun you takut because you tak nak hilang the friendship you had. Betul?
Yeah, betul.
That's the issue. Can I be honest with you?
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
Okay.
But I have to be honest lah.
Okay.
Whatever relationship, friendship you had before, it already changed.
Okay.
Because this conversation sudah bermula. Mak dia dah mula cakap-cakap. You pun dah mula think about it and I'm sure he's thinking about it juga.
Betul.
And once this dah masuk in the conversation, you will start to see the relationship different. Maybe you tak akan nampak dia fully romantic ke apa ke, but it will be different. Faham tak?
Faham.
So I just want you to be okay with that reality. This friendship is not going to be the same one that you had before. Now, itu taklah necessarily mean is a bad thing. Not necessarily mean it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's going to be different. That's all. Are you okay with that?
Saya sebenarnya sebab dah sebulan ni macam kita orang try avoid contact. So,
see? Saya dah different dah pun.
Saya dah so macam.
It already changed. It's not the same. You're thinking about it, he's thinking about it. Right now you're just avoiding and in denial, trying to nak kekalkan kononnya friendship yang sama. It's not gonna be the same. The nature of relationship is that it evolves with time. A lot of people fikir dia boleh kekalkan relationship tu forever. No. Especially when you talk about friendship between a man and a woman. Lagi-lagilah ini. Okay? Friendship between a man and a woman, it's complicated because when you have the element of feeling, it will stop becoming a normal friendship. Do you get my point?
Yes.
Right? Because, I mean, you cannot fight fitrah. Fitrah dia adalah lelaki attracted to ladies, ladies attracted to lelaki. That's fitrah. Right? So you cannot maintain this relationship as if macam, oh tak apa, kita macam adik beradik. No. Because I can guarantee you, you dengan abang you pun tak macam ni.
Betul.
So it's not like a adik beradik relationship. Even though we say, oh he's like a brother to me. No. I've seen brothers and sisters yang actually related by blood. They're not like this. Lain. So we cannot deny the fact that bila kita nak berkawan lelaki perempuan, Islam tak halang. But then kita kena faham batasan dia di mana. Right? Once dah mula ada feeling, once dah mula ada thoughts, you know, it will stop becoming a normal friendship. You have to just acknowledge that.
Okay.
And now the question is, do you want to pursue this? Or do you want to keep avoiding it and pretend you still have the same friendship?
Saya rasa macam nak try pursue, tapi saya tak tahu nak start dari mana.
Okay, that's fine. Because at least first part kita dah settle, Ida.
Okay. So saya rasa macam pelik kalau tiba-tiba saya WhatsApp dia, eh koki, macam tu.
I'm not suggesting that at all, Ida. But what I am suggesting adalah, okay, you have to break the ice somehow. I mean, sebulan silence macam ni is not productive. You have to break the ice somehow. And your advantage kat sini and his advantage kat sini adalah both parents are quite cool about it. That's your advantage. Tak ramai orang boleh cakap macam tu. Right? Both parents are okay with it. Mak dia pula excited. I mean, I see that as macam advantage lah. So, you tak ada tentangan banyak sangat from family side. Dia lebih kepada emotionally you rasa pelik. That's it. That's the only thing that I can see. So, if you want to pursue this, one thing you can do is somebody kena break the ice. Since yang call tu adalah you, bukan dia. So, you can break the ice by sending him a text. Okay? Explaining yang, alright, this is the situation we're in right now. Okay. Mak dah kata macam ni. I mean, we're thinking about it, kan? I mean, we've been silent for 1 month apa semua, kan? I mean, it's not healthy to continue like this. So, I am open to consider having a conversation with you about potentially being married. Buat macam tu.
Yeah.
Bukannya nak kata, I guarantee akan kahwin dengan you. No. You don't say that. It's not a guarantee. But I am considering the potential of you and me being married. But we need to have a conversation about it. Are you open to it as well?
Okay.
This is how you break the ice. Or you want to start the ta'aruf session. And your advantage adalah dia bukan stranger. Kalau stranger, jangan buat macam ni tau. Okay? Siapa-siapa yang mendengar, kalau stranger, jangan buat macam ni. Stranger, you kena warm up dulu. But this is a situation where you dah kawan lama dah. So you're not strangers. So you can directly cakap macam tu je. That's what I did. My wife, for your information, adalah kawan saya sekolah menengah dulu, form 2. So we had that long friendship juga. Right? And when I wanted to berminat nak kahwin dengan dia, when I was in university, waktu tu, I just send her like a direct message sahaja saying that I'm interested to consider this with you. Are you open to it? Dia kata, give me some time to think about it. Dia ambil masa dalam seminggu or something like that untuk fikir-fikir, bincang-bincang dengan kawan-kawan dia. And after that, dia kata, yep, I'm interested juga. Jom kita ta'aruf. And that's how it started. So, you have to do the same juga with this guy. Okay? And once you dah start the first step tu, dia ada dua possibility je. Either dia kata yes or dia kata no. Right?
Okay.
Kalau dia kata yes, you start the ta'aruf, fine. Tapi kalau dia kata no, this is part of the risiko you kena ambil. Okay?
Faham.
Number one, kita dah establish yang the relationship already changed sebenarnya. Okay? You cannot macam turn back time. But now, we're pursuing something, you know, bravely pursuing something in the hopes that it will lead to something better. But ada juga potential. Ada juga possibility that it will lead to a no, a rejection. And you just have to be ready for that. Okay, I tell this to everybody yang nak kahwin. If you nak kahwin, get ready for rejection. I'm not saying you will get rejected. I'm saying you kena ready emotionally for the potential probability of being rejected. You faham tak, Ida?
Faham.
Can you do that? The first step tu, can you do that?
Sekejap untuk fikir. Lepas tu relax. Lepas tu baru try ikut. Saya pun tak pasti. Saya dah 2-3 kali juga fikir sebenarnya. Saya patut text dia ke cakap benda-benda ni. Tapi saya stop. Saya tak tahu macam mana nak start. So saya macam tak apalah. Kita
you tengok. Pernah tengok movie Inception tak? Pernah tengok?
Macam tak.
Yang Leonardo DiCaprio main tu. Inception.
Macam ni tidak tu. Saya tak tengok.
Don't worry. Saya mention ni bukan macam random tiba-tiba mention pasal movie Inception kan. Movie Inception 2010 yang Christopher Nolan directed tu. The reason why I mention movie ni adalah sebab dalam movie tu basically premise dia adalah bila mana satu idea masuk, okay, dia macam pokok tau. You macam tanam benih tu and benih idea tu akan tumbuh and you cannot stop it. Right?
Okay, so
you cannot stop it. So what I'm trying to say with you adalah once the idea is there, you tak boleh simply macam buang je lah. It doesn't work. That's the, you know, the wonder of the human mind. Once you have an idea, nak tak nak, you have to do something with the idea. Right? So ini movie yang saya mention lah, Inception. And the reason why I mention that to you, Ida, adalah you already have the idea. You pun cakap kat saya 2-3 kali saya terfikir. Right? So how about you give it a chance? You know, try dulu. And I'm not saying it's gonna be successful. So I already prepare you. Okay, akan ada possibility dia akan cakap no. Itu just lumrah. You know, lumrah bila you nak berta'aruf, you nak berkenalan dengan somebody. I mean, if you nak expect everything to be yes sahaja, you know, you're not living in the real world, Ida. So I hope that's not you, eh. I hope you're not the kind of person yang everything nak kena yes. Barulah saya boleh on. Okay?
Saya tak. Saya rasa okay je. Cuma itulah relationship tu memang tak akan sama lagi dah lepas ni. Sebenarnya macam ni tau. Saya
bukan lepas ni tau. Already tak sama dah.
Betul. Okay,
Ida, I want you to understand. Already tak sama dah. Bukannya selepas ni tak sama. Sekarang pun dah tak sama dah. I mean you dah stop contact for sebulan lebih kot.
Baru-baru ni saya ada jumpa adik je tau. Adik ni adik perempuan dia. So kita orang nak pasal benda ni. So dia tu cakap tak nak try ke, tanya lah abang dia dulu kan. Jadi saya patutkah saya gunakan adik dia sebagai orang tengah. Saya discuss dulu dekat adik
dia. Adik dia umur berapa tahun?
Adik dia umur 30.
Sure? Adik lelaki perempuan?
Perempuan.
Sure? Boleh? Tapi the best one would be kalau ayah you boleh jadi orang tengah lah. Sebab dia wali. Right? Dia wali. And you pun kata ayah macam tak kisah lah kan? So maybe you boleh dapatkan bantuan ayah in that sense. Kalau, I don't know lah how your relationship with your father macam mana. But dia still your wali. Do you know that?
Okay, faham. Dia macam ni, ayah dengan saya memang tak kisah je. Cuma macam ni, saya macam takut nak libatkan ayah dengan mak kita orang. Why? Buat masa sekarang. Saya takut macam benda tu tak jadi. Macam tu. Sebab sekarang ni kita macam baru nak start. Macam tu kan. Jadi saya rasa...
This is what I mean when I say don't overthink this, Ida.
Takut.
Everybody kena chill sekarang. When we talk about ta'aruf, bukan nak kata kita garanti kahwin. No, ta'aruf adalah proses, satu proses nak figure out kita ni wajar berkahwin ataupun tidak.
Okay.
Yes, itu ta'aruf, berkenalan, right? And part of berkenalan tu obviously you nak tengok juga mak ayah you macam mana dengan perkenalan ini. Okay tak okay kalau ini bakal menantu dia. And I mean, sadly enough, benda ni tak diajar lah kan. But part of the man's job as the wali adalah membantu the woman untuk nak cari calon. Bantu dalam proses tu.
Betul.
Especially si wali, sebab wali is a man, right? Wali memang semua lelaki, mana ada wali perempuan. Wali is a man, and a man will see another man differently than how a woman see a man. So macam cara you melihat dia maybe different macam cara ayah melihat dia. Sebab fikiran ayah mungkin fikir, okay, can this man protect my daughter? Can this man provide for my daughter? Bila aku tak ada nanti, because I'm not going to be here for long, bila aku meninggal dunia and my daughter is left in this world, can you be the place where dia boleh dapatkan support and comfort? So a man, a wali akan fikir macam tu. You probably akan fikir, bolehkah aku hidup dengan dia? Macam rasa macam, boleh ke? Ini boleh komplikasi dengan aku? You probably think differently. So ada that person in your corner is very important dalam proses ta'aruf tu, because you will have input yang you tak mungkin terfikir sewaktu ta'aruf tu. But semua orang kena faham dalam sesi ta'aruf tu, termasuk parents, yang kita bukan nak sembang garanti kahwin kat sini. Nobody even said yang ta'aruf ni garanti kahwin. It's just our, you know, overthinking sahaja. Oh, kalau dah start mesti kita kena habis dengan nikah. Siapa kata? I'll give you a simple example. Katakanlah you nak beli rumah. Okay. You akan bagi tahu ayah ke yang, ayah, saya terfikir nak beli rumah lah.
Okay.
Akan bagi tahu kan? Akan, you know, at least announce kepada parents. Alamak, terputus ke? Hello? Ida, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Okay. So kalau you nak beli rumah, Ida, kalau tak dengar ke? Hello?
Hello? I still hear. Hello, saya
okay,
dengar.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me,
Ida? Ya, dengar.
Okay, saya rasa ada lagging.
Yes, tak, dengar.
Bear with me, ada lagging tu. Okay. Saya akan explain this analogy dulu kepada semua orang yang mendengar, okay? Kalau you nak beli rumah, you akan bincang dengan the people yang important to you, because beli rumah is a very important decision. It's not a simple decision. Bukan benda-benda kecil nak beli rumah ni. It's a big investment. So you akan tanya ayah, apa pendapat dia, okay ke rumah ni, macam mana nak pilih rumah. You akan tanya orang yang berpengalaman, tanya orang yang ada wisdom, tanya orang yang kenal you macam mana. Okay, so that they can give you important input untuk nak beli rumah. Now, does that mean yang kalau you jumpa satu rumah yang berpotensi and ayah you involved in that decision making, bermakna you for sure kena beli rumah tu? No. Alright, you akan bawa ayah you sekali untuk nak tengok rumah tu macam mana, minta pendapat dia, tengok rumah tu macam mana, constructionnya, locationnya, harga dia, developer tu siapa, apa semua. Bawa ayah sekali kerana ayah mungkin nampak benda you tak nampak. Why? Because ayah lebih berpengalaman dalam arena membeli rumah. And ayah dah kenal perangai you macam mana, so dia boleh bagi input yang you mungkin tak nampak. Okay, tapi tak bermaksud you for sure kena beli rumah tu. No, the final decision is still upon you, the person yang nak beli rumah tu. And kalau katakanlah you jumpa satu rumah bawa sekali apa semua kan, and ayah kata, wow, best lah rumah ni, nice lah, okay je kalau nak beli rumah ni, and you tiba-tiba kata, you know what, ayah, lepas saya fikir-fikir istikharah apa semua, saya rasa nak belilah rumah tu, adakah bermakna all the time yang spend itu wasted, buat masa sahaja? Dah tu apa ni, bawa ayah mai sini? No. Because all the experience you had with your father is a bonding experience. I mean, come on. You include your father in a very important decision. Right? Any father yang ada that sense akan rasa appreciative yang, oh, daughter aku fikirkan aku in this decision. Tapi the end result, the end decision still upon the woman, upon the man yang nak kahwin. Sama juga macam you yang nak beli rumah tu, you nak sign agreement tu, so you decide nak beli ke tak. Now we do this rumah. Begitu kita careful nak pilih rumah, kita involve orang dalam nak beli rumah because we know it's a big investment. Soalan, kenapa pula kita tak involvekan the same important people bila kita nak pilih rumah tangga kita? Kenapa nak buat sorang-sorang? Kenapa tak nak involve ayah siap-siap? ayah ada wisdom, ayah ada input dia boleh bagi, that's the concept, that's the idea. Jelas tak Ida?
Jelas. Sebenarnya saya fikir macam ni, saya takut saya kecewakan dia nanti. Jadi sebab tu saya rasa saya nak start kejap, then kalau macam benda tu dah ada keputusan baru saya bagi tahu dia lah. Memang saya takkan belakangkan dia sebab saya tak, saya sebab bila dia tahu pasal benda ni sebab mak saya cerita kat dia. Lepas tu dia macam, oh okay, macam tu lah. Dia saya rasa macam,
you takut nampak ayah excited kerana kalau tak jadi, excitement itu akan bertukar menjadi kekecewaan.
Ah, betul.
Okay. I know this is something yang semua anak, baik lelaki, baik wanita, son ataupun daughter takut nak melihat mak ayah dia kecewa, betul?
Betul.
Right. So I understand the feeling. Definitely it's valid, legit punya feeling. Right? Bukan you seorang je Ida rasa macam ni. I've handled many cases and a lot of them cakap the same thing. Dia tak nak mak ayah dia kecewa. So end up dia buat dulu seorang-seorang. Bila dah jadi baru bagi tahu mak ayah dia.
Betul.
But ada something yang you maybe tak consider. If you left out your father in a very important decision of your life, how would he feel? Tengok-tengok macam, oh you datang, okay ayah saya dah decide saya nak kahwin dengan dia. Tak bincang pun. I mean, what's the process? Apa dia punya, tiba-tiba dia nak kahwin terus. How would he feel?
Saya rasa kalau saya approach lelaki ni pun, kita orang tak rasa kita orang terus decide untuk kahwin. Mungkin kita akan kenal kejap dan baru kita orang tengok macam mana.
Definitely, sebab, like I said, ta'aruf jangan skip. That's not my point. My point is, bila you kata you nak buat ta'aruf ni dulu berdua-duaan tanpa libatkan ayah you, and then last kali bila dah confirm, baru libatkan ayah you. That's your point kan?
Bukan macam tu.
That's
bukan
what you said kan? Okay, please. Correct me.
Sorry. Maksudnya macam ni, saya plan, saya nak tanya adik dia dulu, situation abang dia ni betul ke tengah single, dia okay ke kalau saya approach, macam tu lah. Kalau dia okay, then baru saya text dia, kalau dia okay, baru saya libatkan ayah saya, macam tu.
Okay. Now we're on the same page. In that case, no problem, Ida.
Saya, sebab saya risau kan, takut mak dia yang dia suggest kan. Tapi sebenarnya situation dia dekat anak dia pun tak tahu. Sebab memang kita orang kawan baik. Tapi kami tak adalah tanya benda-benda personal sangat sebelum ni.
I know. Macam saya dengan wife lah. Waktu kita orang kawan, kita kawan je. But bila saya dah terfikir nak kahwin tu and masuk dia dalam minda saya, it becomes a different thing.
Betul.
And the conversation pun akan switch. Like, benda yang kami bincang waktu ta'aruf, tak pernah kami bincang selama mana kami jadi kawan.
Yeah, betul.
Because you don't talk about it as friends. Mana you bincang pasal, okay, 5 tahun akan datang, you nak duduk kat mana? Rumah macam mana? Mertua macam mana? Nak dapat anak macam mana? You don't talk about it as friends. I mean, agak pelik lah kan, what point nak cakap itu as friends. But now you have to talk about it. It's part of your next chapter lah. Right? So, okay. So, your plan, I think it's okay dah. I think ada misunderstanding sikit tadi. I apologize. But still, I think the conversation tu ada benefit dia juga walaupun a bit misunderstanding. So, you tanya adik dia. Okay, adik dia orang tengah. Okay, cuba selidik sekejap. You punya abang tu, okay, betul ke dia berminat ke tidak? Kalau berminat, okay, jom kita start ta'aruf. And once dia kata, yes, jom kita start ta'aruf. Dua-dua setuju untuk ta'aruf. Bukan setuju kahwin eh. Setuju nak ta'aruf, then bagi tahu kat bapak, okay bapak, ta'aruf on. Macam tu.
Yeah, betul.
I like the idea. Great. And once dah mula ta'aruf tu, alright, you make it systematic lah. Tanya soalan-soalan yang penting, you boleh Google 100 premarital question. Okay, saya tunjuk kat screen kejap. You boleh Google 100 premarital question. Kalau katakanlah you nak dapatkan idea apa nak tanya dalam sesi ta'aruf. Sebab yelah kan, benda ni memang bukan benda yang you bincang as friends, obviously. But these are the thing you bincang bila you fikir nak serious as a married a married couple lah basically. Okay? Tak apa-apa. Saya rasa lagging tu. Tak apa-apa. Alright. So ini dia. 100 premarital questions. Okay? So inilah antara soalan-soalan yang akan tanya nanti. And it will feel weird. So I hope adalah orang ketiga yang bersama dengan you itu somebody yang berpengalaman. Somebody yang ada wisdom. Sebab nak guide you through the questions ni, nak guide you through the conversations ini, you need somebody yang ada pengalaman. Otherwise, because you guys are friends kan, otherwise what will happen adalah kalau tak ada somebody yang lead the conversation elok-elok, dia akan jadi banyak giggling-giggling, you know. Sebab dia pelik. I'm sure. Akan rasa macam, hey, pelik je kalau tanya soalan ni. But it is important to ask. Right? So I recommend, not just to you Ida, but to also others yang listening tu, untuk libatkan orang ketiga yang berpengalaman. Because question-question ini is not simple to answer. Right? Especially kalau you dah ada a history of friendship, akan rasa pelik, kekok, tak selesa. So it's best ada guidance kat situ. Kalau bukan your father pun, maybe your mother, somebody yang ada pengalaman kahwin basically. Sebab ada benda yang you mungkin as a single woman, as a single man, dia as a single man, mungkin tak nampak, you know. Tak terfikir nak tanya. Tak terfikir nak discuss. Right? But somebody yang dah berkahwin lama, dia akan rasa benda tu and dia rasa macam elok you discuss awal benda ni. Kerana later on, kalau tak discuss awal-awal, dia akan jadi masalah. So it's very important untuk libatkan orang yang ada wisdom dalam proses you nak ta'aruf tu awal-awal. So I'm glad you decided nak libatkan mak ayah awal. So good for you, Ida. Good for you. Okay? So, alright. So that's the plan. I like the plan. So agak-agak bila nak execute plan tu?
Itulah saya rasa.
I'm not pressuring you. Okay? You can choose. Okay? This is not like a paksaan. You can choose whenever to execute the plan. So agak-agak bila?
Saya macam plan bulan depan.
Oh, not too long from now. Okay, sure. Bulan depan, that sounds good. So anything else yang tak clear? I mean the plan seems okay. I think you have good social support, family support. You're on the right track, I believe. And tinggal nak buat je lah. So is there anything yang mungkin terlepas pandang ke apa ke?
Mungkin selepas tu kot. Tak selepas apa, kita pergi step yang first dulu. Nanti kalau
begitu. Okay, step by step, okay. Jenuh kalau saya nak go all over.
Tak, sebab saya however, sebenarnya tengah fikir untuk saya juga. Sebenarnya betul apa yang saya buat ni yang macam tu.
Macam mana? Come again?
Sebenarnya saya tengah fikir juga sama ada betul ke itu pilihan yang tepat untuk saya buat sekarang ni.
Pilihan untuk berkahwin dengan dia ke atau pilihan untuk nak consider berkahwin sekarang?
Ha. Adakah dia pilihan yang tepat untuk saya consider pun dia juga macam tu lah.
Oh, again Ida, you dah terlajak dah tu. That question is only answered during ta'aruf. Itulah tujuan ta'aruf. You nak figure out dia ni sesuai ke tak for you. Remember we said that before.
Okay.
But sekarang you tak boleh jawab soalan tu.
Oh, okay.
Kalau sekarang you cuba jawab soalan tu, dia akan banyak overthinking.
Betul.
So go through the process step by step. I agree with you. So first step, dapatkan dulu, okay, dia nak ke ta'aruf dengan you. And then kalau dah on, baru mula ta'aruf. And both kena understand, kita bukan garanti kahwin. Kita nak figure out kita ni sesuai ataupun tidak. To answer your question, adakah si lelaki ini pilihan tepat for you? Itu gunanya ta'aruf. Nobody suggested you just kahwin je ikut dan. No. Pilih elok-elok. But ta'aruf is the way untuk nak pilih elok-elok. Get the point?
Yes. Okay. Try communicate dengan adik dia dulu macam mana. Then
good. I like it.
Nice. Wish me good.
I think everybody yang mendengar ni is wishing you good luck. So all the best to you and all the best to the guy. And whatever happen, jadi ke tak jadi ke, I believe it's for the best lah. Okay. I believe it's for the best. Okay, okay, kalau jadi, huh? Alhamdulillah. Kalau tak jadi pun, maybe ada hikmah di sebaliknya tu. Alright? Okay, Ida, thank you so much. And yang kita bincang tu is just first part saja tau. First part saja. Just nak start ta'aruf. But insyaAllah, kalau if you want like a further explanation about what happens later after that, okay, later after that tu, send me an email. Send me an email at hello@aimazlan.com. Just kata, saya Ida yang cakap dengan you tadi tu. And I'll give you like a free access to one of my classes, okay?
Oh, it's, okay.
Consider that my hadiah to you lah. I mean, you dah spend dekat sejam dengan saya after having this conversation. So I think to repay you for your kindness and your time, I'll give you the free access to my class to help you ada the overview tu macam mana nak get married properly, okay?
Okay, boleh. Thank you.
Alright. Thank you, Ida. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Assalamualaikum. Itulah dia Ida daripada Selangor, and thank you so much for your time, Ida, and juga semua orang yang menonton. Walaupun ada satu caller je hari ni, dah sampai sejam dah. Dah lebih dah. Alright. So, Ida, nanti email saya, hello@imazlan.com. Ini email saya. Alright. Okay, make sure Ida je email. Eh. Orang lain jangan cuba menyamar je Ida. And for the rest of you, if you want to call me juga, the next time saya buat benda macam ni, you boleh call in as a live caller. Saya boleh bagi dia punya step by step macam tadi. And also, sebagai iklan sekejap, saya akan buat kelas kahwin cara betul. So basically, apa yang saya buat dengan Ida tadi tu, saya explain in a very simple way about cara nak kahwin dengan betul, step by step, fasa by fasa. And the next sesi live akan dibuat pada 27 April 2024, 7 pagi. Why 7 pagi? Sebab kita nak jadi morning people, okay? 27 April tu hari Sabtu, so tak bekerja pun. So bangunlah pagi-pagi awal and make sure lepas subuh tu jangan tidur and join 1 hour live session kita, di mana saya akan explain step by step nak kahwin, daripada setting niat kepada bersedia nak kahwin, kepada nak mencari calon, ta'aruf and so on. So kita go through all the process one by one, insyaAllah. Okay? And di sini, kalau you nak join, you pergi ke aimanazlan.com dan klik butang kahwin cara betul. Kahwin cara betul. Itu nama live dia. Kahwin cara betul. The next one adalah 27 April. Dia terbuka. Tak ada limit berapa ramai nak join. Harga RM29 sahaja. And bersama pendaftaran ini, you dapat jodoh checklist e-book secara percuma. And let's say, you dah beli dah jodoh checklist e-book tu, you rasa macam, alamak, aku dah beli dah. Jangan risau. Kepada jodoh checklist e-book owner, okay, you boleh dapat discounted code. Kalau you dah beli lama dah, you email me, I'll give you the code. Ataupun you beli yang baru punya version dalam e-book you tu, kalau baca lah di hujung page tu ada dia punya discount code dia untuk nak hadir sesi live ini. Okay, so ibarat macam you tak bayar, you bayar sama juga RM29 in the end. Alright, so thank you so much for this opportunity, really. I really had a fun time tau buat benda macam ni. Jadi macam DJ radio pula. And I want to do it again. InsyaAllah akan datang semula pada hari Isnin nanti. 5 hingga 6 petang kita buat Isnin sampai Jumaat. 5 hingga 6 petang kita buat sesi Ta'aruf Talk live podcast. Until next time, stay happy. Bukan stay happy, stay contented. It's better than happiness. And have a good weekend everybody. Assalamualaikum. Bye.